Well, the tenant purchase scheme would have been what it was all based around. And we had a tenant purchase scheme, but it was discontinued. And we waited for a couple of years waiting on a new scheme out, which came out about a year ago. And I'm just very concerned with the there are many flaws in it. And I think it's very unfair to people who own council houses and SA houses, small farm houses. I think their needs are not been dealt with in the document that was presented to us.
So who can affect change on this? I mean, can the council influence this document to sort of address some of the concerns you have?
I suppose at the end of the day, Greg, it comes down to the minister. Mm. It's ultimately his decision. But I just think that, you know, like when we talk to the people out there who are having problems and highlighting them to us as county councillors, that it's our place to bring it into the county council, get the issues raised and send that on to the minister. And hopefully that will influence his decisions going forward to consider rural settlements.
Yeah, because that's it. I mean, there's a rural and urban divide here and one size doesn't fit all, even right across the country, I suppose.
That's true. We've got many, we have a housing problem nationally. It's been highlighted probably on a daily basis on television and radio. I think, you know, it would be a sensible thing to do is to sell their houses to the people who are living in them and want to buy them and reinvest that money back into building stock again so we can help people that are out there without a house. And there are definitely different scenarios for people who live maybe in the east of the country to people who live in the western seaboard. And but I think the needs of the people that live in the rural community must also be accommodated in this new scheme.